This week, North Korea made an opening move in advance of multilateral talks on its nuclear weapons program. "We want a non-aggression pact and diplomatic relations," the North Koreans declared in a statement issued from the Foreign Ministry in Pyongyang. "We want the United States to end its policy of hostility toward us. Until then," the statement continued, "we will not give up our nuclear deterrent." The six-nation talks are scheduled to begin in Beijing at the end of August. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us from Seoul in South Korea. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Linda.
What should the United States and the other participants make of this North Korean statement?
Well, Linda, there are a small number of experts that keep track of North Korean diplomacy over the years, and when you talk to them, they generally tell you that North Korea never divulges its bottom line at the beginning of a negotiation. But to me, it sounds a lot like this is their bottom line, because it's what they've been saying over and over again for the past dozen years. They view the United States as a threat. They fear possible attack from the United States. They're distrustful because they were supposed to be improved political and economic relations with the U.S. Over the 1990s and into this decade, and the North Koreans seem here to be simply repeating what they've wanted all along. As long as they don't get that, they said, they'll hold on to what they call their nuclear deterrent.
And what do you think is the likely response from the United States?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about this in the Bush administration. Secretary of State Powell has suggested in public that there could be some way diplomatically to satisfy North Korea's need for security guarantees of some sort, but short of a treaty. And even among those officials who do favor a negotiated settlement, and there are not many of them in the Bush administration, they don't believe that any treaty with North Korea could be ratified by the Senate. So they're looking for some kind of finesse on this. And we certainly don't know yet whether North Korea is in the mood to accept another American finesse.
When North Korea says it wants normal diplomatic relations with the United States, is it possible to read that Korea is coming close to saying it wants to improve its economy and it needs the United States' help?
They do want formal diplomatic recognition by the United States, but in all the negotiations that North Korea has taken part of over the past 12 years, and these are nuclear and missile talks with the U.S. and in its dealings and its summit with South Korea, it's always demanded compensation for any concessions it made. It got $4 billion worth of new light water nuclear power plants when it agreed to freeze its plutonium program in 1994. And it got hundreds of millions of dollars from South Korea to hold the North-South Summit 3 years ago. So there's always this talk of economic incentives, but it's highly controversial in Washington. Most of the key policymakers in the Bush administration hate the deal that President Clinton made in 1994. They saw it as blackmail and rewarding the bad behavior of the North Koreans, and they don't want to repeat it.
Mike, clearly, the Bush administration has very little confidence in North Korea's leadership. But do we know what Kim Jong-il thinks about President George Bush?
Well, of course, it's such an isolated state that we can't really know what he's thinking. But I've been talking to a lot of North Korea watchers here in Seoul, and there are plenty of them. And most of them believe, and this will come as a surprise, I think, to a lot of Americans, that he's an open-minded leader, that he understands the need to open up his economy to the outside world, and that the only way that will work is if he gives up the nuclear card. When President Bush made the Axis of Evil speech in his State of the Union address in 2002, in effect, President Bush reversed U.S. policy, because U.S. policy up till that point had been declared by President Clinton to be not a state of hostility. And so then, according to visitors to North Korea, the North Koreans have seen President Bush expressing the hostility of the United States and the potential animosity of the United States. And so you at least can understand why at this stage they might distrust the United States.
NPR's Mike Schuster is in Seoul, South Korea. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.